With his Silva Ultramine system, you're going to be given a bonus recording, and it's going to include an alpha sound and a theta sound. Now, the alpha sound is very, very important because that's the one that goes along with the centering drill. So when you are listening to the actual recording of the centering drill, they'll take you through the drill. But when you start working on your own projects using that deep level of relaxation, then at that time, it's good to just put on the alpha sound and then use your own conditioning cycles towards your own goals, your own wishes, your own desires, using the mental video however you want to use it. Now, on the theta sound, this is the sound that you use for ESP and for healing, because most of the healing in ESP has been documented to occur at 7.1 to 7.3 cycles of brainwave activity. And so the alpha will get you down and have you centered at 10.5 cycles of brainwave activity, so you can have a bridge between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. This theta sound will actually get you down so you're beyond that bridge a little bit with your intelligence, so you can go into that realm of 7.1 cycles of brainwave activity and use it for the mental video. You can use it for the three scenes technique. You can use it for healing. You can use it for remote viewing the past, the present, and the future. And it gets you that point that you're hooked up to basically the other dimension. These are both very important recordings to listen to, especially when you start using your own materials in there and going with your own directions with the Silva Ultramind ESP Systems course. Now, make sure that you learn how to use the alpha tape, and we recommend for the first 30 days that you're using the alpha tape. You use it every day, once a day, and practice so those brain frequencies are ingrained into you. It usually takes 21 days to 30 days to ingrain any habit in the neurology. So listen to the alpha recording at least 30 days in a row. Now, once you've learned how to go to theta, well, you've already learned how to go to alpha. So going to theta is actually fairly simple, even though you're still going to have to listen to the theta about 3 times a week. Just so you have a reference point there. And then pretty soon, after about 60 days, you'll notice that you only need to go back and hit both of those maybe once or twice a month, depending on what your need is when you use it. You'll start learning and feeling when you're not in the level that you want to be in. And whenever you feel that, all you got to do is go back, take the recording, put the headsets on, and listen to it again, and you're there instantly. Bam, just like that. What is interesting is we've had a lot of graduates that have taken the Silva Ultramind classes because they have a certain project they're working on. And once they finish up working that project, they stop using the method because they've got the goal they were looking out for and they wanted to get, and they've obtained it. So they just sort of stopped using the method. And I had one of my graduates that hadn't used this method for about 1.5 years. And he came back to me and he goes, "Dr. LaTourette, I can't remember this. I'm going to have to take the course over again." I said, "No, you don't have to take it over again. Just remember the last time that you had a vivid success. Just take a deep breath. Relax. As you exhale, visualize the number 3 times. And I took him down there instantly in about 1 minute, and he got it all back because we just had to revivify the memory. And the key to revivifying the memory was revivifying the process, which gave him the anchors, the psychological anchors and entrainment in his neurology that he already had from that deep cycling that he had when he first started taking the class. Got it all back almost instantly.